Behind every pristine suburban facade lies a story untold. On Harlow Street, these stories intertwine in Ashley Audrain's The Whispers, where four women's lives collide around one devastating accident. 10-year-old Xavier Loverly lies in a coma after falling from his bedroom window, and as he hovers between life and death, the carefully constructed lives of the women around him begin to unravel. What truths emerge when we can no longer maintain the perfect image we present to the world? And what happens when the whispers of intuition we've desperately tried to silence finally become impossible to ignore? Whitney Lovely has mastered the art of perfection. Her Victorian home hosts immaculate gatherings with hand-decorated cookies bearing guests' names, her twins in matching seersucker with monogrammed collars, and a classical quartet playing softly. She moves through parties with practiced charm, offering perfectly timed laughs while neighbors marvel at her seemingly effortless hosting abilities. But perfection is exhausting. When Whitney discovers her son Xavier has devoured all 25 custom-made children's loot bags, packages she'd spent weeks assembling, she erupts in uncontrolled rage. Her screams silence the party, broadcasting through an open window to everyone below, including influential PTA members she'd been courting for months. Her carefully constructed image crumbles, mascara-stained tears marking the imported marble floor she'd insisted on installing. This public breakdown becomes the catalyst for unraveling the carefully maintained facades of Harlow Street. What happens when the whispers of intuition we've been ignoring finally become too loud to dismiss? At 5:30 a.m., Blair Parks sips her third cup of black coffee while obsessing over surveillance photos of her husband with another woman. This dawn ritual helps her maintain composure during the day. She's been trapped in her 10-year marriage to Aiden, feeling a hunger for something more than their comfortable suburban life. The small foil wrapper found in his pocket, resembling condom packaging, joins other whispers, unexplained late nights, mysterious calls, and a new cologne. Yet she forces her perfected smile, the one she wears at neighborhood barbecues while pretending everything is fine. When Blair enters Whitney's house with her emergency key, she discovers a leather keychain with Aiden's initials in the bedside drawer. This triggers memories, Whitney's sudden cancellations, Aiden mentioning running into her at their gym, their private jokes at gatherings. How well do we really know those closest to us? And what happens when the whispers of intuition, those subtle warnings we've desperately tried to silence, finally become a deafening chorus impossible to ignore? Whitney rises at 4 a.m. daily, valuing control over sleep. She feels no guilt about her absence from home, preferring work to parenting's demands. She needs brief windows of time with her children, not long stretches. Xavier particularly challenges her control, triggering an anger she can't comprehend. At the hospital, beside her comatose son, Whitney traces his name in the fine hairs on his arm. She recalls when he'd asked, "What would it be like if I wasn't here?" A question she'd deflected, distracted by work. Now she can't remember if he said anything after that. Whitney admits she hates playing with her children. The plastic toys, sitting on the floor, pretending, the unproductivity. While she loves all three, she acknowledges she's not always best for them, nor they for her. Whitney has been having affairs since Xavier's birth, not due to problems with Jacob, but as an escape. The night of Xavier's accident reveals her worst secret. While Jacob was away, she had sex with neighbor Ben in her backyard, only to be discovered by Xavier watching from his window. Paralyzed by shame, Whitney hid inside until she heard a thud. Xavier had fallen. Dr. Rebecca treats unconscious Xavier in the emergency room. When Whitney asks why she doesn't have children, Rebecca thinks of her miscarriages, bloody orbs sinking to the bottom of toilet bowls, but remains silent. Rebecca's initial ambivalence about motherhood has evolved into obsession. She secretly performs ultrasounds on herself, confirming her fifth pregnancy, yet refusing to bond with the image, expecting another loss. She keeps photos of distressed ER mothers as reminders that motherhood inevitably brings pain. 5 months earlier, Ben had said, "We need to stop trying for a baby." Though outwardly agreeing, she felt crushed. 3 weeks later, feeling ovulation, she initiated sex, lying that she just wanted him while deliberately trying to conceive. When Rebecca discovers Ben's affair with Whitney, she begins miscarrying her fifth pregnancy. In revenge, she deliberately ensures the Loverleys miss the critical moment when Xavier might regain consciousness. What happens when something desperately wanted remains out of reach? How does unfulfilled longing reshape us? What moral boundaries might we cross when pushed to our breaking point? Mara Alvaro, an 82-year-old Portuguese woman, observes her changing neighborhood from her porch. She judges busy modern mothers and resents the gentrification destroying her community. "It's amazing what you can learn about people when you're more or less invisible," she reflects. Tragedy shaped Mara's life. Years ago, her 16-year-old son Marcus died during an emergency landing when his anxiety triggered a heart condition on his first flight, against her husband Albert's wishes. Later, when Albert collapsed in their kitchen, Mara deliberately continued folding laundry despite hearing him fall. Xavier formed a special bond with Mara, gardening with her every Thursday. Like her son, he disliked dirt under his fingernails, wearing junior gardening gloves. When Xavier asked about her son, she simply said, "He died while he was flying." After school began, paper airplanes appeared in her yard every Thursday morning, a thoughtful connection from the sensitive boy. What wisdom might we gain from those who silently witness our lives? How might understanding others' regrets help us avoid creating our own? The Whispers explores whether we can ever truly know those closest to us, or even ourselves. Each character harbors secrets and makes devastating assumptions about others. Blair wrongly suspects Whitney of having an affair with Aiden when Whitney was actually shielding her from discovering his affair with someone else. Rebecca believes Ben has accepted their childless future, unaware of his relationship with Whitney. Whitney projects success while privately struggling with maternal ambivalence. The novel suggests that intuitive whispers deserve our attention. Blair senses marital problems. Rebecca feels Ben's emotional distance. Whitney recognizes her troubled relationship with Xavier. Yet all ignore these signals until tragedy forces confrontation. We are unreliable narrators of our own lives, constructing narratives that protect our self-image while justifying our actions. We see what we want and ignore threats to our carefully constructed realities. Only when these realities collapse are we forced to confront the truth. 2 weeks after the accident, Xavier awakens. When Whitney visits, she desperately tries to reconnect, promising they can keep secrets. Xavier's chilling response, "What will happen to you when I tell them everything?" reminds us that truth eventually emerges, no matter how desperately we try to conceal it.